The first epidemic experience we had with Ebola in 2000 was a tragedy. It came to us by surprise. We were not aware. It was near Christmas time. Everybody had gone on leave and so on. We had altogether about 425 cases in Gulu district, of whom about 70% died. 224 died.
What was it like trying to find ways to calmly and practically deal with it?
We realized that we are dealing with the two epidemics. The first one is the epidemic of the Ebola itself. And the second one was the epidemic of fear and panic. So the first thing we did was that we ensured that there was leadership at all levels. Leadership at the national level, which involved the president and his cabinet and the entire system. Leadership at the district level, so we had national task forces at the district level, and also leadership at the community level. This was most critical. At each level of the community, there was a leader and there was a team that was dedicated purely for active case search and isolation of these patients. At the national level, we had a national task force with one national plan, which plan incorporated all the activities of all the actors and partners who came to help us at that time. Ebola is not just a disease, it's a social tragedy. And therefore, the entire system, all the leadership at the district, at the community level, at the district, and at the national level had to be involved. The other very vital what we did at that time was active case search. This is critical, but critical at the village level, not at the international level, not at the regional level. I think they are going having it the wrong way up. When it comes to containing an outbreak, the national governments must be fully responsible because they are fully accountable to their people.
There's going to be all sorts of myths flying around. Maybe it's malaria, maybe it's not, maybe it's witchcraft. How did you go about dealing with that?
First and foremost, we ensured that information going out is accurate. We had a program for rumor management to ensure that whatever rumor has come out of the community is usually investigated and properly managed, and the communities are informed. Because what I see right now is that in the world, and say in West Africa, I think we are fighting fear, the second epidemic, which is fear, rather than actually fighting the disease. The disease can only be fought at the community level.
With all the work that you've done in the area, what would you say is the one thing that seems to...
For the last 12 years, we've had almost five epidemics, five new outbreaks in Uganda. We've had the worst response and also the best response. The first epidemic was very severe, very, very severe, about 400 cases with almost 200 deaths. But the last epidemic which we had in 2011, we only had a single fatality, one case in Luwero, and there were no more new cases. The government has had a national emergency plan in which these emergencies have been taken into account. Secondly, the community is very much aware. There is sensitization going on at all levels. So basically, it is communication.
So from your observation of the situation in West Africa, what do you think has been done right? What would you think has been done wrong?
At the national level, there must be an active system that brings together all the responses. I see that they are trying to strengthen the regional collaboration. But to me, I think that should be a second one. The first position should be for the national governments. National governments to be strengthened, for them to be able to contain the epidemic in their own national countries, because they are accountable to their people.
One of the issues that has emerged because of the situation in West Africa is vaccine research. For instance, the organization that you head, the National Health Research Organization, is there any effort at all to try and find a vaccine? Is a vaccine even a possibility?
We must look for all strategies, because like a drowning person, we have no treatment against Ebola. It will be for the future, not now.